Welcome to the Bridge Podcast, a digital worship service. We know that walking with the Lord isn't easy, and we hope this show is a way to come alongside you and offer a little extra weekly encouragement. Most of the content for this show was originally created for our BridgeBox subscription service. For more information, go to missionusa.com/BridgeBox.
everything is yours, and I have an inheritance that's waiting, that you purchased through the cross.
I got a little question to start us off with here. Who in this room has had something in their life that they never thought they could make it through, that they ended up making it through? Yeah. Okay, that should be everybody. Unless you all are just way more confident than me and have never had any moment of doubt about anything ever. Okay, so we all are on that same page. We all have things in our life that looked insurmountably scary. And it turned out we survived them. And the other thing I know about the folks in this room that makes us different than maybe folks outside is we know the reason we survived that is because of God. Amen. And that puts you in a position to look at fear differently. Because when you know that God is what gets you through things, now fear doesn't have control over you. I think the big fear in this question is that idea that my past defines my future. Amen. I know all these mistakes I made, so I know all the stuff I can and can't do in the future. So if something looks too big or too good, and I've screwed something like that up before, I can't do it. And that's the essence of what fear does. It makes our world smaller. It makes our vision of ourselves smaller and weaker. But when God is on your side, there's nothing that can contain your life. You know what I'm saying? Here's the thing that I want to focus on about that idea of your past defining your future. Now that's true to an extent, but here's the thing. You get to choose what parts of your past define your future. I'm going to say that again. You get to choose what parts of that past define your future. You can focus on all the negative things, but you've learned stuff along the way. There are folks in this room who would say about themselves that I just never could get trying to live straight right. Always messed that up. Always wanted to be on the wrong thing. Always ended up on the wrong thing. So how can I ever do the right thing in the future? Now, another way to look at that is to say, when I chose to get on that wrong thing, I did the living heck out of that. All of us in this room have done the wrong thing to its absolute maximum. So if you look at it that way, and say, I'm the kind of person who can go all in on something, then why can't you go all in on the right thing? All those things that led you to go in the wrong ways in those past lives, those maybe relationships, that kind of personality that's all or nothing that a lot of us in this room have. God can take all that and put it in a direction 180 degrees from that. And now we've got a whole new thing, and your past is what lets you know you can do that. There's a guy in the Bible called Thomas who gets a real bad rap for being full of fear and doubt. As a matter of fact, when people talk about him, he's called Doubting Thomas. Because of a place where the Christ was risen, and Thomas said, I'm not going to believe it until I can put my hands in the holes where the nail was and in his side where the spike was. But if you go back a few chapters, and this isn't up here, but y'all can go home and look it up. It's in John 11:16. After Jesus has raised Lazarus from the dead, he's going to go to Jerusalem, which is the big capital where all the religious leaders who who are trying to take Jesus out live. And all his followers are terrified. They don't know what to do. They don't know where to go. But Thomas has just seen Jesus raise Lazarus from the dead. And he says, let us go with him that we may die with him. Doesn't sound like a coward to me. Knows that someone who sounds to me like someone who from his past knows that everything he does all the way. So if I see Jesus raise Lazarus from the dead, I'll go to Jerusalem with him. If I know that Jesus is risen from the dead, I'll do what Thomas ended up doing and going all the way to India to talk to people about Jesus who've never been there before. But I gotta know. There's nothing wrong with that. Knowing I'm the kind of person who does it all the way. Got a lot of people like that in this room, and that's not a bad thing. Just because you've put that in the wrong direction before doesn't mean you have to be afraid of that part of yourself. You get to choose what part of your past does that. There are a lot of us in this room who have kind of barely made it through some situations. You would say, I made some bad decisions which landed me in a situation that almost took me all the way out. So that means I'm just kind of a screw-up. What if you looked at it and saying, almost all the way out is not the same as taken all the way out. And we all know people who got taken all the way out. So what if you looked at those past situations and says, what I know from my past is that God has kept me going because he's got something new for me. What if you looked at those past situations where you barely made it and said, God has got my back to such an extent that even my terrible ideas cannot derail his plan for me? So what if you can look at that part of your past and turn it to say, well, if I'm willing to not fight him and choose the terrible plan, imagine what that could be. You get to choose what part of your past defines your future. A lot of us have chosen, a lot of our pasts are defined by coping mechanisms. That could be substances, that could be relationships, that could be behaviors. And you say, I know about myself from my past that I'm a weak person. And when things get too much, I look for something to fill that kind of void inside myself. Could be drugs, could be members of the opposite sex, could be gambling, money, whatever. What if you looked at your past and said, here's what I know about myself, is I'm a weak person. And I go looking for help in anything. So once you found the thing that gets you through that in Jesus, that thing from your past becomes your greatest strength going forward. Because nobody gets in more trouble than Christians who try to do as much as they can in their own strength and then bring in Jesus at the outset. If what you know from your past screw-ups is, I just need to go ahead and jump in on getting help from step one. Yeah. Just between waking up and my feet hitting the floor, I need to. I have already screwed something up, Jesus help. You get to choose the part of your past story that tells you who you're going to be. And once you've prayed through that, gotten together with a pastor and talked someone through that, and you know what parts of your past God is using, here's the really good news. Is once you've chosen your past, you get to choose your future. You get to choose whether or not you're going to step out and trust what God is doing. Way back in the Old Testament, God brought his people out of slavery in a country called Egypt. You may have heard of that. That's the whole book of Exodus, the story of Moses and all that stuff. And that's the way God defines himself to his people throughout that whole book. That's the way he refers to himself. I, the God who brought you out of Egypt. Yeah. Now, they could have looked at that and said, but you're the God who had us in Egypt. Why should we listen to you? But God said, that's not the part. I want you to focus on the God who brought you out of Egypt. And the reason he brought him out of that, through all that pain, is because there was somewhere looking forward. there was a promised land. And here's a verse about that, if you bring that up in PowerPoint, please. This is in the book of Joshua. This is God speaking to him. It says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." A lot of us think about this past life, and we think, well, I know God will get me through that. I know God is in my neighborhood, in this program, was in this lockup. But what if he's not out there? God will be with you wherever you go. So Joshua ordered the officers of the people, "Go through the camp and tell the people, get your provisions ready. 3 days from now, you will cross the Jordan here to go in and take possession of the land the Lord your God is giving you for your own." They knew what parts of their past defined their future. God brought us out of Egypt. He can take us in to the promised land. And brothers and sisters, that's the same for you. God has brought you, is bringing you, out of your mess, out of your bad decisions, out of your old self, to give you something good. But don't let fear get in the way of it. Notice where that starts. Be strong and courageous. Have the faith and the courage to choose your past so you can choose your future. Amen?